This recording will cause a deep state of relaxation and trance. Do not listen to this recording whilst driving. Only listen when it is safe for you to relax and experience a deep and profound state of hypnosis. So just find yourself a comfortable, quiet place. Make yourself comfortable. If you want to move at any time, you can do that. You can move whenever you want. You're in complete control. You can experience hypnosis either sitting or lying down. Just listen to the sound of my voice. Any normal outside sounds you hear will only relax you deeper. Everything I say will be intended for your own good. If I should say something that you don't like, you can just ignore it. Hypnosis is not sleep, but it is a deeply relaxing experience, an experience that you will enjoy. And the change that you want will occur. Just make yourself comfortable now. Relax. And on the count of three, we can take a nice deep breath together. One. Two. Three. That's right. Just breathe out. Just let it all go. And now, just take a moment to think about that old feeling, about that old vaping habit used to give you. Just put yourself in that old memory now, before you had a vape, just before you used to put that e-cig to your lips and puff on it. Just take a moment to remember that now. Hear what you heard. Feel what you felt. And scale in your mind from 1 to 10. Scale that feeling, that desire to have an e-cig. 1 being not that bothered. 10 being really craving an e-cig. Just give it a number now. Just imagine that you can feel that feeling in your stomach. Really feel into your stomach. Just imagine that feeling spinning like a wheel. Spinning away from you. Coming out from just below your chest, and going back into below your belly. Give that feeling a colour. Just imagine that wheel spinning faster and faster, faster and faster, as that feeling increases even more. As that feeling, that desire to have a puff, increases even more. Just allow that feeling to increase. That desire to have an e-cig, just allow it to increase. As that feeling increases, that wheel can spin faster and faster, faster and faster. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to pop that wheel out of your stomach. To pop that feeling and that wheel out of your stomach. And flip it round and spin it the other way. So it's spinning back towards you. And give it a colour. Give it a cool, relaxing colour. Notice how that feeling changes. As you spin that feeling, spin that wheel faster and faster towards you. More and more. Faster and faster. In a moment, we are going to pop this new calm feeling back into your stomach. Once we pop it back in, we're going to spin it faster and faster. So just pop that feeling out of your stomach now. Just pop it out, spin it round, and spin it back towards you. Faster and faster, faster and faster. That's right, just going faster and faster. Vroom, vroom. Faster and faster. Spin it back towards you. Really fast now. Really, really fast. Give it that cool colour. Give it that cool, cool colour. Just notice how that feeling changes. That's right. Now just pop that back into your stomach. Just pop it back in. Just notice how that new feeling feels in your stomach. Notice how that feels now. Now, if you haven't already done so, you can just close your eyes. As you close your eyes, you can feel yourself relaxing more and more. Just relaxing more and more. And as you relax, you can just become aware of how that chair, or bed, or surface is touching your back. As you become aware of that, you can just take a deep breath. Take a deep breath in and hold it. And when you're ready, you can let it out slowly. And as you let it out, and just let your whole body relax. Just relax as far as you are comfortable. And now, take another deep breath. And this time, when you release it, just release all of the tension in your body. Just allow yourself to relax completely. That's right. Just relax completely. And on the count of three, we can take another deep breath. And this time, when we breathe out, we can just let go of any remaining tension. We can do that now. One, two, three. Just breathe out. Just let it go. Just let it all go. Just allow your arms and legs and head to go limp and loose and floppy. Just like a noodle. Or a strand of spaghetti. And as relaxed as you are now, you may be surprised to learn that you can become even more relaxed, more and more deeply relaxed, maybe 10 times more relaxed, maybe 100 times more relaxed, more and more relaxed. As you think about how relaxed you might become, you can just focus your attention on your eyes and on those tiny muscles that control your eyelids. And you can control those muscles. I wonder if you can imagine, picture or see those eyelids so relaxed that they just will not work. Just so relaxed that they won't work. When you are sure that those eyes are so relaxed that they won't work, you can allow that relaxation to spread to the muscles of your forehead. And feel those muscles spreading out, flattening, relaxing. You can feel some of that relaxation spread into your cheeks. You can feel those cheeks relaxing, just letting go. Now you can allow your attention to drift to your mouth and lips. Maybe you can notice a smile coming across your lips there, just letting you relax more and more, just relaxing more and more, because it feels so good to relax. You can allow your mouth and lips and jaw. Just relax. Just allow your whole face to relax, to smooth out, let go of any tension, any worry. You can allow that relaxation to spread down to your neck and into your shoulders. You can just shrug those shoulders up a fraction and then let them relax totally. Just let them relax as far as they will go. You can just imagine all those muscles relaxing, flattening. You can just picture, see, and imagine every nerve and every fibre becoming loose and limp and floppy, becoming relaxed, relaxing more and more. Now you can imagine that relaxation spreading down into your chest. You can just imagine those muscles in your chest relaxing. Those muscles that connect your spine and your stomach. Just imagine how much they can relax. And let them relax now. With each gentle breath, you can feel your stomach rising. And with each gentle breath out, you can feel more and more relaxation spreading through your body. And now you can allow your attention to drift into your arms. You can become aware of how relaxed those arms of yours can become. Maybe you can gently tense your upper arm. And then let that go. And that letting go allows you to relax that part of you even more. It's relaxing. More and more. So you allow that attention to drift down into your forearms. Maybe you can tense those forearms a little. And let them go. and notice how much more relaxation can flow into those arms of yours. Maybe you can feel that relaxation drifting down into your hands. Or maybe you can picture, see, and imagine that relaxation running up from your hands to meet the relaxation that's coming down from your shoulders. Just relaxing more and more. Becoming more and more relaxed. With every breath you take, you're just relaxing more and more. You can just allow yourself to relax, to let go, to drift deeper and deeper, relaxing every muscle in your body. And maybe you can feel a wave of relaxation spreading down your body, spreading down from your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. And the more you relax, the easier it becomes to relax. And the more you relax, the better you can feel. Because it feels so good to just relax. I wonder if you can imagine that relaxation drifting into your legs now. Really feel into those legs. Wonder if you can sense how the bones and muscles are all connected. Maybe you can imagine those big strong muscles in your upper legs. And maybe you can feel where they are and how they work together, how they are connected. I wonder if you can begin to feel those legs relax. Those legs pressing down into that surface that's supporting you there. You can lightly tense the muscles at the front of your legs. And then tense those muscles at the back and the side. And then you can release and relax and feel those muscles go soft. Go to rest. Maybe you can see in your mind's eye as those muscles relax. Just relaxing more and more. And you can just relax as your attention drifts down into the muscles of your lower leg. Maybe you can gently tense those muscles too. Tense and release your calf muscles. Just sense the relaxation that's happening all through your body. As each part just learns to let go and relax, you can allow that relaxation to drift down into your feet. Maybe you can picture that relaxation drifting down into your feet. You may want to gently tense first one foot and then the other. Or you may want to just imagine you can tense first one foot and then the other. And as you relax, you can just relax more and more. So It's almost as though there's a tiny voice in the back of your head. It's telling you to relax and go deeper. With every out breath, just relaxing more and more. I wonder if you can imagine calming, soothing, positive energy entering your body on every in-breath. And as you breathe out, I wonder if you can picture all the tension leaving your body with every out-breath. With every out-breath relaxing you more and more. Just take a moment to notice that now. Just notice how good it feels to relax. And as you relax, become aware of your hands. Become aware that there is a difference between your hands. I don't know what that difference might be, but I know you will know. Maybe one hand feels heavier than the other, or maybe one hand feels warmer, or one hand may start tingling. You can sense a difference of some kind in those hands of yours. Maybe you can sense that difference now. Or maybe you can sense it later. You can just allow your unconscious mind to choose one hand. I don't know how your mind will choose a hand. But you can just let the unconscious mind decide on a hand. Don't try to choose or assist that hand in any way. Just let it happen naturally. You can be curious as to which hand it will be. When your mind has chosen one hand, it can just let you know by allowing a finger or a thumb on that hand to twitch, to show you that that hand has been chosen. So, just let that happen now. Let your mind choose one hand or the other. And let your mind signal to you by raising a finger or a thumb, or just twitching a finger or a thumb. Or maybe you can just imagine that your mind has twitched a finger or a thumb, and that can let you know that you're deeply relaxed, and open to the positive suggestions and ideas I'm going to give to you now. As we talk about vaping, you may have used vaping and e-cigs as a means to give up those smelly, dirty cigarettes. You've done really well, but vaping is still a bad habit. A habit that costs a lot of money. And there's an assumption that e-cigs and vaping is safer than standard smoking. But this is only an assumption, because there is a lack of evidence. There is a lack of data as to the long-term effects that vaping poses. The vapor produced by e-cigs still contains toxic, carcinogenic chemicals, such as acetone, ammonia, and many more. Now that you are a non-smoker, you can be proud of yourself. And it's time for you to become a non-vapor too. And another danger posed by e-cigs is the germs. The germs make vaping dangerous, because vaping makes dangerous germs harder to kill. And as you relax and listen to this recording, your powerful subconscious mind can become even more open to the powerful suggestions I'm going to make for your own good. Suggestions to improve your health and help you keep more of your money in your pocket. You can just imagine, see, just take a moment to picture, imagine, or see what you will spend that extra cash on. What will you spend the money you have saved from not vaping and not smoking on? And just take a moment to picture and see that now. You have stopped smoking. You are a non-smoker. And now you've decided to become a non-vapor too. And that is why you are listening to this recording today. From now on, we are going to refer to vaping as smoking, because vaping is just a substitute for smoking. Vaping is still an unhealthy addiction and a waste of money, one that you can leave behind you today. From this day forward, you'll be a non-smoker. You'll be a non-vapor. So now you can picture, see and imagine yourself safely standing at the top of a short flight of stairs. In a moment, you can picture, see and imagine yourself safely going down those stairs, becoming more and more relaxed with every step you take. In a moment, I will count from 5 down to 1. And as I count, you can go 1/5 of the way down those stairs, becoming more and more relaxed with every step you take. And at the bottom of the stairs, there are 2 doors. And you will go through one of those doors in just a moment now. And as you go through one of those doors, my voice will go with you. 5, starting to drift down, relaxing more and more. 4, drifting deeper and deeper. 3, the more you relax, the deeper you go. The deeper you go, the more you relax. 2, letting go. 1, deeply, deeply relaxing. And after 1 comes 0. You can drift through the center of that 0 now, becoming even more relaxed as you do. Now you can picture, see and imagine 2 doors. There's a door on the left, and there's a door on the right. We are going to go through the left-hand door first of all. And as you enter into this left-hand room, you will find yourself overcome by the smell. Let's do that now. Let's go through that door now. It's going through that left-hand door. And in this room, you can find yourself overcome the smell of smoke and vapor. This is the room for smokers and vapors. Everyone in this room is skint. Everyone in this room is unhealthy. They spend all their money on e-juices and e-cigs. Everyone in this room has a cough. And everyone in this room gets nasty illnesses and chest infections regularly. In this room, your throat feels constricted. Your lungs feel tight. You can't wait to get out of this room. You can turn around and look for the exit. The exit may be hard to spot at first, in all that smoke and vape cloud. But you have found that door now, and you can go back outside. And as you go outside, you can remember the other door, the door on the right. So you can go through that door now. And in this room, everything is lovely as fresh. The air is fresh and clean. Everyone in this room has money. Lots and lots of money. They're in good health. So you can find a nice comfy chair to just sit and relax a while. Being glad you have left those dirty old habits behind. And in this room you can see a chest of drawers. You can become curious as to what is in those drawers. You find yourself drifting closer to those drawers. You can open that top drawer. Open that top drawer up, and in that top drawer you will find yourself coming across nostalgia. Maybe there's a smell of your earlier years, the years before you began to smoke or vape. And rummaging around in that chest of drawers, you can come across a photo album. You can see yourself now removing that photo album and opening it up. And as you flick through that album, you can find happier times. Times before you smoked or vaped. You can just take a moment to flick through that album now and find a particularly happy photograph of yourself. And really travel through space and time now. Travel back into that earlier, healthier, happier you. Just see what you saw. Feel what you felt. And hear what you heard. Maybe you can sense a smile coming across your face. You remember those younger years. You can really let that feeling build now. And as that feeling builds, you can begin to notice that there is a complete absence of thoughts about vaping, about e-cigs or cigarettes. Complete absence of those thoughts in your mind now. This is a time when you enjoyed breathing in fresh, clean air. You can remember that time now because you are a non-smoker. You're a non-smoker. You don't smoke and you don't vape. You're a non-smoker. You're a non-vapor. You can just let that feeling build more and more. Becoming stronger and stronger. And as it does, you can touch together the forefinger and thumb of your non-dominant hand, telling yourself that you are a non-smoker. And you don't vape. You don't touch nicotine products in any form. And should you ever find yourself in a situation where you used to vape or smoke, you can just touch together that forefinger and thumb again. Remembering to breathe deep. Telling yourself you are a non-smoker and you don't vape. Should anyone ever invite you to smoke or vape, you can proudly tell them you are a non-smoker who doesn't vape. And as you drift and dream, you can find yourself in the future. A year from now, you can see all the money that you have saved. You can see yourself healthier and happier. Just take a moment to picture that now. And every time you see the colours, red, blue, green or orange, these positive suggestions and positive non-smoking, non-vaping feelings will become stronger and stronger. I wonder what aspect of not vaping you will enjoy the most. What will you do with all the money you save? And when you're ready, you can open your eyes, coming back to the present, a non-vaping, non-smoking, non-smoker. Feeling healthier, wealthier and happier. More comfortable. More confident. Free of those old habits.